One of your priority bills this session, Senator, I think on its way to the House, and that's Senate Bill 492.
That bill dealt with creating performance funding for higher education institutions. We have 13 four-year schools in the state, and this would have performance funding be a measure for performance in those universities. It would be 90% of new funding would be susceptible to performance funding. The universities themselves would come up with the areas that they would be evaluated on. Some of those areas, though, must deal with graduation, retention, and job placement. But then from then on, the universities can pick what to do. The reason why we do that is there's some 30 states in the country that are going to performance funding. With our scarce state dollars, we need to make sure that they're very efficient, they're used, and that we can kind of set policy on where we think the money should be spent.
Were there any changes made in the Senate to what you originally introduced at the start of session?
There was a few changes. One dealt with job placement. Another one was that concept of performance funding is subject to appropriations. So a university couldn't come back and just say they met a performance standard and that they're going to force the legislature to pay them. And so we put something in there. And that was at the direction of our appropriation chair, Kurt Schaefer, that it's subject to appropriations. So I think all those things were good improvements to the bill. And now it goes over to the House for their consideration.
Also this week, the Senate Education Committee, taking a look at the varying transfer bills, have been presented in that committee. Are we closer to something that's going to be on the Senate floor at some point?
We took a huge step forward in the Senate Education Committee. We passed a version of that Senate Bill 493 and others. There's eight other bills attached to that, and we came up with a version of a bill, and that was no small feat to try to get a bill out of the committee. What that means now is it will go to the entire Senate for their consideration, and our floor leader, Ron Richard, has said that he'll dedicate as much time as we need to spend on that bill on the floor, hopefully this upcoming week.
Given the time and energy put into hearing these bills and now consolidating them, do you imagine a lengthy amount of time spend on the floor with this?
Oh, I do. There's really nothing more important. Our President Pro Tem, Tom Dempsey, has said this is the number one issue of the entire session, not just education, but overall issue. And it deals with the huge issue, mainly in the St. Louis area, with Normandy and Riverview Gardens. Those districts became unaccredited, and overnight, those students were able to transfer out to an adjoining district or adjoining county. Huge, huge issue in the St. Louis area, but it's a problem that is looming in the Kansas City School District. They are unaccredited. There has been a lawsuit filed to challenge that unaccreditation status, but if that is ruled, then theoretically students from Kansas City could do the same thing. So we're trying to come up with a policy that is good for the entire state and at the heart of the issue that we provide the best education possible for our children. What a week. Got a lot done. We've done 7 weeks out of 18, and we have three more weeks to go before spring break. So I feel very, very happy to get the performance funding bill passed in the Senate and just very thankful to get the education bill for transfer out of the education committee. So now all my colleagues can have a chance to voice their opinion on it.